Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
They're winning right now. They're 3-3. They've won two in a row. Now it's up to Tua to continue this role, because remember last year when Fitz struggled, they went with Rosen, and then Rosen did not really improve as his starts continued, and Flores went back to Fitz. He'll do the same thing if Tua does not perform. I think he is. I think Tua's at another level mentally. I think, you know, when you talk about accuracy and ball placement, I just think the only thing I worry about, I've told you guys this over and over again, I just worry about his body. And so the advice I would have for Tua is get rid of the effing ball. Okay? Snap the ball, make the drop, and throw.
Internal clock is max 3.
Yeah, just get rid of it. Do not hang on to it and take shots that you're not supposed to. A lot of people feel that's how he gets injured, because he takes too many extra shots that he's not supposed to because he's trying to make a play. Josh Rosen has a little bit of that in him too, where he hangs on to the ball trying to make a play, but I feel like you can trust Tua a little bit more than Josh at this point. And Tua hasn't even played yet. But I just feel these kind of dudes are wired differently. And that's the way I look at Tua, that he's wired differently than some other guys out there. So I think he's ready for this moment. I really do. I just worry about him health-wise. That's where I would rather him start in November, late November, early December, when I feel he's like a year removed from all of this. But listen, I'm going to give Flores the benefit of the doubt. He has earned it in my book. This team has improved again this year from last year. So he has a good pulse of what's going on. And he must feel that the questions are being all answered in the classroom. The questions are being all answered on the practice field. And then you brought him out for a couple of plays, and he made the right decisions and really good throws. And he looked comfortable too. He looked like he was, you know, especially the one where he rolled to the left and he had that face like.
Oh, and the first one when he's under the goalpost, yeah. The two guys coming down on him.
Yeah.
Right.
He had a face like, all right, so this is what it's all about. I'm good. I'm ready to go. You know, it just showed me that when I saw him. And so that to me tells me that mentally he's ready. Physically, we will find out, folks. And, you know, that's part of this game, unfortunately. And we'll see if everything works out. But I'm as shocked as anybody that news came out. Now, it's the right time to do it. It is the right time to do it. You've got the bye week now. He gets 2 weeks to prepare for his first opponent as a starter. I think that's very important on his part. And let me tell you something. He must have prepared really well for prior opponents. His preparation, he must have answered the questions the right way. He must have told the quarterback's coach and the offensive coordinator, you know, all the decisions that are being made, how they're being made and why they're being made. And he must have explained defenses that he's seeing and the coverages and where he should go. All of those things had to have been answered. Trust me.